This week in Kentucky politics, Donald Trump Jr. visited Pikeville to headline a rally for Governor Matt Bevin. The governor is trying to get a judge removed from the lawsuit against his investigation into protesting teachers. And Kentucky's worst-funded pension fund is showing some signs that it's getting healthier. Gene West of member station WFPL spoke with Capitol reporter Ryland Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Ryland, the president's son, came to Eastern Kentucky this week to campaign for Governor Bevin, and he was in a very big hall that was not very well attended. What was that like?
Yeah, the governor's office booked Appalachian Wireless Arena in Pikeville for the event, and it was with Donald Trump Jr. It's a pretty big place. You can fit thousands of people in there. Granted, they had most of the seating cordoned off with curtains, but there still were not many people there. I estimated about 200, which is not what the governor was hoping for when they were bringing in this big national headliner in.
Okay, so what actually happened at the event?
Well, it's one of these events where it's almost like a Russian nesting doll of Republican politicians. First, you hear from the local state representative, then the local congressman, Hal Rogers, Lieutenant Governor candidate Ralph Alvarado, and finally, Governor Bevin speaks.
In this election, November the 5th, please, I'm asking you, vote your values, not your party.
The real reason this rally was interesting is that the governor is trying to build support in Eastern Kentucky, where he did not do very well during this year's primary election. Eastern Kentucky is historically a Democratic stronghold, but it's been trending Republican in recent years, especially during the 2016 presidential election.
And I am grateful, truly grateful, to be personal friends with, but more importantly, professionally associated with the President of the United States.
Then there's Donald Trump Jr.
I'm sitting there with my Puerto Rican girlfriend saying, man, if I'm racist, I'm really bad at this crap, guys.
He was inflammatory. He spent most of his time praising his father, the president, and dissing his detractors. His big selling points for Bevin was that, like his father, he's wealthy and thus doesn't need the job, and that he's not a Democrat.
This is not your grandfather's Democrat Party. Not even close. This is socialism pushing on communism.
But so few people turned up. Well, does that mean that Bevin is struggling in Eastern Kentucky or that Trump Jr. can't draw a crowd?
I think both of those are very good hypotheses. Another extenuating circumstance is that it was during the middle of the day on a Thursday. Pikeville itself isn't huge. It's about 6,500 people. But this certainly doesn't do much to tamp down Republican fears that Bevin might lose Eastern Kentucky. A couple months ago, he was booed at the Hillbilly Days Festival in Pikeville, and a relatively unknown Eastern Kentucky challenger, Robert Goforth, got about 40% of the vote during this year's Republican primary election, partly by sweeping the region away from Bevin. But the president's name trumps all in Eastern Kentucky. I think it's very likely he'll pay us another visit in the coming months.
In other Bevin news, he's trying to have a judge removed from the lawsuit about teacher protests. So what is that about?
Yeah, so this is that lawsuit that the Attorney General, Andy Beshear, filed against Bevin's labor cabinet for investigating teachers who called in sick to protest during this year's legislative session. Bevin says that Franklin Circuit Court Judge Philip Shepard should be removed from the case because he liked a post that was praising Andy Beshear's volunteers on Facebook. Bevin, of course, already doesn't like Shepard because he's ruled against him in several high-profile cases. He's also lashed out at other judges who have ruled against him.
And then news about the pension fund starting to get better.
Yeah, this is really good news. Initial estimates show that the pot of money that pays out retirement checks to most state workers in Kentucky is about to finally start gaining money again. It's currently only about 13% funded. That's the worst in the nation. Officials say that might be up to 15% funded next year.
All right. We've been chatting with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.